Informaro today. So we have a special show because we have a very special and dear guest today. Her name is Sloan, and she is an outstanding PhD student who is almost ready to graduate. So Sloan, how does it feel to be here?
It feels great. I put a lot of thought into this next 45 minutes of songs. I'm really looking forward to sharing my music with people.
So yeah, you heard this, Sloan. We have a lot of great music coming in today. So before we jump into that, I would like to say that you are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and of course a PSA, because they are really, really important. You never know who might need one. And now that we're getting closer to finals, some PSAs are vital, I would say. So let's see. So this is my PSA for today.
Something unholy.
So just a minute. Okay, now this is the PSA for today.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
It'll be fun.
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
That was the PSA for today. Always support your grad union, and we have good news. It's moving towards the office of the governor, the bill that allows grad students to unionize. So it's time to celebrate, but not yet, until it is signed. So Sloan, you are my guest of honor today, and I ask you to have a playlist. So why did you decide to create the playlist for today?
I was thinking a lot about the type of music, the genre, and just kind of my favorite songs that I think shape how I think about the world and my approach to music and my appreciation for music. So I put it together in a kind of timeline order of how I saw my own preferences develop. I really love rock. I got a lot of that appreciation from my dad growing up and what we would listen to on the drive to school. And I think that's really reflected in this playlist and how my own preferences have grown from that and from those moments with my dad and what he's what he liked to listen to. So I think that comes through in a lot of the kind of older songs.
Thank you for sharing that great introduction to your playlist today, Sloan. And what is the first song? I want you to say the first song.
Oh yeah, so the first song is, in my mind, just absolutely a classic, evergreen, "The Times They Are A-Changin'" by Bob Dylan. Truer words have never been spoken, especially in today's day and age.
You hear this, Sloan, so let's get into some great music.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
That was just a preview of the next song, but it's long. So what do you want to talk about? The times are changing?
Yeah, we've been talking about this a little all day. The times are changing. I feel like everyone is feeling like things are very uncertain or unstable right now. But in making this playlist and returning to some old favorites, some classics, it really reminded me that while the specifics of an issue or a cause of crisis might change, the feelings that they evoke are the same. The saying goes, you know, when times are bad, the music gets good. And I think that's evergreen and really is reflective of how we can continue to connect and have the same feelings evoked and represented in the music responding to these moments of crisis.
Yes, I think you are very right with that. Like, things are getting crazy now, and as PhD people in government and politics, we know how things are going, but music keeps us alive, I would say.
Yeah, it's such a great outlet to express feelings that you might not be able to through other mediums, and to reach such a wide audience and connect with people on that personal level. And speaking of us being both GVPT PhD students, I want to give a shout out to all of our other friends in the department, Isabel, Sonia, Ryan, Jessica, Juan, Flavia, Leo, all just got jobs. Shout out to them. We are so proud of you all. Yeah, if any of our GVPT pals are listening, this is a shout out to you all.
So yeah, it's always good to remember people that have been part of this journey. Like, it's 5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 long years. Possibly more, but definitely 5.
Don't say more.
Yeah, knock on wood.
So, and Sloane, I have a question for you, since we're talking about music and how difficult times create the best music. Do you think that without George Bush, there wouldn't be Lady Gaga?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Lady Gaga isn't exactly who I was thinking about, but it was a hard choice not to put Green Day's American Idiot on the playlist. It's explicit, so But that post 9/11 Iraq war, we definitely saw a major revival in some great music at that time, with American Idiot being top of that list.
Yeah, it was. I think I know this story about American Idiot. It was such an interesting, like, inspiration for Green Day to come up with that song. I think it was groundbreaking.
Oh yeah, and really spoke to the moment, and stays evergreen as well. Like, just the duality of so many of these songs that speak to both a specific crisis, but also moments of crisis that people keep coming back to and keep finding new meaning in.
Yeah, it's you know what they say? The worst moments bring out the best of ourselves. So yeah, it's I was just thinking about Lady Gaga because it's kind of PG and it's like recession pop stuff, and without the recession, without Bush, without 9/11, we wouldn't have like Lady Gaga or Katy Perry.
Yeah, recession pop is definitely a additional favorite genre of mine, the soundtrack of my childhood for sure.
So do you think we're going to have Trump up?
Trump pop. I think we're already seeing it emerge. Brat Summer, just really 2 summers ago, recession pop, I think, is back. I hope to see the girls out in the clubs rocking to some really awesome tunes.
And maybe in 20 or 15 years, people are going to remember the Trump time and they're going to say, what a nice music, but what a messed up time.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see the kind of dual progressions of music develop in these times. Trump pop, but then we also see some really great folk protest music coming out now as well. I'm thinking Jesse Wells mainly, who I also wanted to add to this playlist but couldn't. So it's really cool to see them develop in tandem.
So just to close off this conversation, I want to say that I bet that in Miami there is already a group of maybe like salsa band or something that came up with the Tropi Trump.
I would like to hear it.
Tropi Trump. So that's just an idea, and let's keep rolling with more music. And who is the next in our list?
So the next is going to be Paint It Black the Rolling Stones.
So let's go with that. And that was Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. And Sloan, why did you decide to pick that song? Is it because it was feels like anti-war?
This was definitely one of my dad's favorites, something that we would listen to on the drive to school in the mornings. And yeah, I feel like a lot of these songs, especially this next one, have a very anti-war tilt. I've been in a very anti-war frame of mind, as I'm sure a lot of people are in the moment. Yeah, so.
So, thank you for that, for those comments about Paint It Black. And we have a very, very important song, protest song, and what is the name?
This is going to be Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
So, this is a song that I think everyone connects to the Vietnam War. I think because of that connection, most people think about I like the smell of napalm in the morning than rejecting the war, which is ironic. An anti-war song became a war song, pretty much.
Yeah. So much of it has been glamorized at this point, and it's really unfortunate. Goes against really the core message of the song for the aesthetics.
So let's get into another anti-war song, and we will be back, right, Sloan?
Right.
So, Sloan, that was a fortunate song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, a song that has been kind of bastardized by, you know, like, war movies and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We were just talking about...
So, Sloan and I were talking about that, at least in my opinion, I don't know if you agree. I think you agree. The most...
No, I think I agree with your viewpoint, but it might rank a little lower on my list.
And that's fair. That's fair. So we were talking about how Tropic Thunder was an anti-war movie.
It definitely gets at this idea of... the aesthetics versus the cost of conflict.
Yeah, you have like a bunch of actors who are dropping to the Southeast Asian jungle with an idea of, and they're in the roles of being like heroes and stuff, and ended up doing questionable stuff.
Questionable, hilarious. But, yeah, to seeing it juxtaposed with the glamour versus the lived reality of conflict, I think, is a maybe underappreciated aspect of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, and Ben Stiller was, I think he was hilarious there.
Oh, Jack Black too.
And you know who stole the show from me?
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is so good in that movie. Yeah.
And the dance at the end?
It's a great scene. It's too funny.
So I have a question, Sloan. I know I have a lot of questions, but you are the guest of honor today, so
go ahead.
So is the next song about what is the next song about?
So the next song skips us a little forward and head to 1979. Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. And it gets us into a kind of section of songs I like to think about together about the impact of conflict as we move into the 70s and 80s.
And what is the name of this song? I always want you to introduce your own songs. This is your show.
Yeah, so it's Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
So let's keep rolling with more music, and we'll be back. So, Sloan, we're talking about more war, because that's what we have, unfortunately. So I was saying that I am glad that I am 30 years old, because I am not going to be in the first line of drafting.
Yeah, that's a big benefit to turning 27. Not too much after you get past your, 21st birthday, but I think that is something to look forward to in your late 20s, is not being in that first draft.
So, I'm sorry if you are in an age eligible for drafting. I'm really sorry. I'll support you with my gray hair.
Me too.
So, and we were also talking about the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, the already closed strait being closed even further by U.S. ships.
Yeah, and I show you the meme, like the Office meme about.
I'm gonna close it even harder.
Yeah, it's like I don't know whose idea was. What is that?
I have some thoughts, but we can talk about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was thinking, like, at least we know that Trump is not a neoliberal.
Yeah, definitely not.
Who has done most harm to global trade then? Than Trump himself.
It's hard to say. Yeah, hard to say who could have done worse.
So yeah, we have more music, and what is the next song?
So the next song is, I think, something that really demonstrates my earlier thesis that the music is evergreen. She's gotten a lot of recognition on TikTok recently for a number of songs, but I think most recently this one, Army Dreamers by Kate Bush.
So you heard Sloan. Let's get into Kate Bush with Army Dreamers.
Should have been a father,
but he never even made it to his
So Sloane, thank you for another great recommendation. And we have and we were talking about the longevity of bands.
Yeah, how some bands just keep putting music out and it never really gets to that place where their freshman or sophomore albums were.
Yeah, like never reach the heights of, like, even their debut albums.
Yeah. Not exactly one-hit wonders, but the things that they're trying to say and do aren't really clicking with that original audience, or have moved away from their original sound.
You know, like, some bands just need to realize that it's time to stop.
But the allure, Sebastian, of fame and money and power.
But, you know, like, sometimes I watch, like, these really old bands or old singers, like doing concerts and stuff. They're, like, almost 80. They need oxygen tanks.
Yeah, it's sad. But
you know, like, money, as you said, like, money is king.
Money, fame, power makes the world go round.
Yeah. But hopefully we get to listen more great bands that retire when they knew where to retire. So what is the next band?
So the next one is a Tears for Fears classic, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
So, yeah, let's go with what Sloane said. So just a moment.
To you.
that was, what was that? Was Everyone Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. So that's 80s, right?
Yeah, that's about mid 80s is where we are now in this journey through time. And we were talking a lot about what it would have been like to live in the 80s. Make it big on Wall Street, vote for Reagan, have a large home that you live into to this day with your boomer wife and golden retriever.
You know, kind of living the American dream.
Yeah, that's really the only time that you could have had a good shot at it. Definitely an upswing.
But the 90s weren't that bad, right?
No, and the 90s had great music.
Yeah, like, do you have a song from the 90s?
Ooh, let's check. Yeah, let's jump ahead to a 1994 classic, Zombie by the Cranberries.
So, fun fact, that's just a year before I was born. I am not old. Zone, thank you for that recommendation. I honestly didn't know that the Zombie by the Cranberries was from the 90s. I thought it was from, I don't know, 2002.
Yeah, because it's addressing the troubles that were going on in Ireland during the 90s. Like, that is so core to not only Zombie by the Cranberries, but the Cranberries' whole, like, message through so much of their music is the struggles of a free Ireland. So it's really, really interesting stuff that we don't frequently discuss the history of.
Yeah, it's, I think you're doing a very great job, like compiling decades into one song.
Thanks, Sebastian. Yeah, it was really fun to put together and see how these same threads and themes emerge across the decades.
Yeah, so we're getting into more modern times.
Yeah, these are definitely more influenced by my personal tastes, a bit of my own personal philosophy and hope coming into maybe not exactly this next song, but how I'll try and finish us out. Yeah, but so this is going to be a late 90s bittersweet symphony by The Verve.
So let's get into that. So, as long we have 3 more minutes for one more song, and before that, I want to say that thank you for coming here, and we are live from WMUC with our crowd of fans. You can listen to them right now.
Good one, Sebastian, and thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I'd like to dedicate this last song to my sweet, wonderful, amazing fiancé, Jacob. This is I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.